for a lot of people, religious faith becomes a kind of surrogate for a sense of, is that person moral? And while many Americans don't believe you have to be religious to be moral, a lot of people believe that there might be a slightly better shot if you are religious.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, religion and politics.
From the Christian right to the Tea Party to campus activism, the American political landscape has been changing. Over the last few decades, the conservative movement, largely shaped by the tenets of fundamentalism, has influenced policymaking and election results. Noting that many leaders have drawn on religion to make a political point, senior fellow E.J. Dionne takes a closer look at the relationship between religion and politics. E.J., this election cycle seems to be heavily influenced by religion. Is this a blurring of the line between church and state, or is it just a matter of religion in politics?
Separation of church and state is quite different from separating religion from politics. Indeed, I believe that our tradition of keeping religion independent of government created much stronger religious institutions in America, because there wasn't a backlash, as there was in many European countries, against a church, usually an established church, so totally tied with the power structure. So you had lots of traditions that developed independently and developed strong roots in civil society. And if you are a serious believer, I think it's impossible to separate your religious convictions from your political convictions.
E.J., this election is feeling a lot of intensity from the Tea Party, which stands for many conservative things. And we tend to think of conservative politics being associated with the religious right. So what is the connection between the religious right and the Tea Party?
There is this very interesting interrelationship between the Tea Party and the religious right. On the one hand, they're distinct movements, and the Tea Party is focused more, particularly in its public rhetoric, on smaller government, lower taxes. In many ways, to me, they are the reincarnation of some very old right and far-right traditions in our politics. But a lot of people who are part of the Tea Party think of themselves as part of the religious right. There was a survey that we had an event on here at Brookings and were involved with by the Public Religion Research Institute, we found that about half of the people in the Tea Party also thought of themselves as part of the religious right. Among white members of the Tea Party, it was 57% who thought of themselves as Christian conservative. And I think you have certain bridging figures, Christine O'Donnell, Sarah Palin, to some degree Glenn Beck, who kind of link these movements together. Initially, a lot of people thought that the Tea Party was a pure kind of libertarian movement, not a Christian right movement, but our survey, the public religion survey, showed that on the social issues, Tea Party folks are quite conservative.
Well, what gives rise to a strong religious subtext in politics? You say it tends to be cyclical, and is it born of social movements or policy changes in society?
If you go back to why religion became more important in 1980, you had a whole series of court decisions, so that a lot of people opposed to abortion felt that Roe v. Wade imposed abortion by judicial fiat, and that created the right to life movement. You had decisions earlier that ended prescribed prayer in public schools. Now, there are a lot of religious people who are actually happy about that, because what kind of prayer can you actually write if you've got to write it for everyone? Nonetheless, a lot of religious people were offended by that. Just to pick those two, there were issues like that that came along. And then I also think among, evangelical Christians, particularly in the South, felt that the broader culture was kind of hostile to them, and so there was a kind of pushback. So I think all those things came together to help create the religious right.
Well, what are some of the things that give rise to strong religious subtexts in politics?
I think we tend to be very inconsistent on this, that we love it when religious traditions engage on our side of politics, but then we think it's illegitimate when they're on the other side. So a lot of liberals are inclined to say, well, why do these folks on the Christian right want to bring religion into the abortion battle, or why do they want to bring it into the gay rights fight? I don't think it's illegitimate. I have my own views on all these subjects. But I think it's natural that these links get created.
Well, it sounds as if religion can be manipulative in politics.
I think what's troublesome is when we start creating religious tests for politicians, or when people start arguing for positions solely on religious grounds. Because in a pluralistic country, you may come to your conclusions because of religious convictions, but you have to make your case in a democratic republic to people whether they share your religious convictions or not. I think that's where we start to get trouble, is when people think religious arguments alone suffice in a secular democratic public sphere.
Well, EJ, many of our presidents, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, have quoted from the Bible or used religious themes to make a point. And this is not alarming. This is politics as usual. Correct?
I am not alarmed by the fact that we are a country that includes a lot of religious people who bring their religious convictions to the table when they talk about politics. Are there forms of it that I worry about? Sure. I dislike it when religion is invoked to justify intolerance? I think that's always wrong. I think it's wrong when religion is used to divide. It's wrong for Christians to sort of inspire hatred of Muslims, or Muslims to inspire hatred of Christians, or anti-Semitism is wrong. But to me, that is often more the manipulation of religion rather than appealing to religion's, as I would see it, authentic voice. I don't just mean authentic because it leads to a politics I agree with. I think that at its best, religion is always a challenge to you, not a confirmation.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone, go to brookings.edu/mobile.